Well, since Cousin Amanda's visiting for the weekend, I thought I'd get her a little present.
That's a thoughtful gift for all of us.
Now, now, she's family. We should welcome her with open arms. And if she tries anything, we have an electric cage in the basement.
She's back!
Hi, everybody. It's so good to see you.
Get your pointy fingers up in the air where I can see them.
Enough, Barney Fife.
Sabrina, I don't blame you for being suspicious. My behavior in the past may have been a little bratty.
Yeah, you were a little bratty, and Nazi Germany was a little aggressive.
But I've grown up. I'm now a teenage witch, just like you.
I have to admit, she does seem more mature.
Call me responsible.
Okay, there's mature and there's scary.
Reliable, throw in undependable, too.
Scissors.
Rock, break, scissors. You lose. Finally, for once in my life, you lose.
Fine. I'll be the one to tell Sabrina that she has to stay with Amanda while we're at work.
Okay, I'll get the chips. You go get CDs.
Got it.
And as per agreement, since I'm giving Sabrina the bad news, you have to scrub all the pots. Zelda, you want to help me dust the clocks?
No.
Remember, you were going to be in the front, minding the store, and I was going to be in the back, working. Alone.
Oh, yeah. Zelda, I made some tea. Do you want some?
No. I'm working. Alone.
You probably didn't know it was Jasmine. Stop it! Company.
Never gonna get anything done.
Nice bottle! Oh, look, there's a message. Probably some shipwrecked soul searching for their lost love.
Please recycle. I wish bottles came with a vortex warning.
A genie must have lived here. Or Luther Vandross.
This is charming. And so private. I could make this my office.
Let's get out of here. It smells like stinky genie feet.
You know what? I bet we have to flip this switch to get out. Wow. Did you use a lot of hairspray this morning?
A little.
Okay, Sabrina, here's your usual. And Amanda, your Colombian blend, black, just like you ordered.
Thank you, Josh. Mmm, my first sip of coffee. And my last.
Hey, Sabrina.
Oh, hey, you remember my cousin Amanda? Oh,
I sure do. You're such a young lady now. I remember when you were yay high. Why am I talking like my Uncle Jay?
Dear Diary, I had my first cup of coffee, and I met Sabrina's boss, Josh. Is he cute or what? Give me an exclamation point there. And then later, Harvey showed up.
Amanda!
I'll finish later, Miss Sorcorn.
Yes, ma'am. And I'll dot the I's with little hearts, as per usual.
Your mom's on the phone.
Thanks. Oh, and by the end of the day, I need a recount on my remaining red hots.
Yes, ma'am.
Amanda loves Josh. I love when the eavesdropping comes to me.
Well, he was being awfully nice to her. So Amanda has a crush on Josh, huh?
Great reaction. I thought I'd at least get a girlish squeal out of you. I know that was sarcastic, but thank you.
Attention, everyone. This is my new office, And when the lid is on, I am not to be disturbed.
Well, if you ever get tired of it, you can return it and get a nickel back.
You be careful with that. Oh, you know, it's so inspiring to have a private place to do one's work. To me, this will be like Hemingway's Key West study.
But you're not a writer.
Like Monet Giverny.
You're not an artist.
You just want to be alone, okay?
You're not Garbo either.
Don't have to worry about me bothering you. I'll be antiquing in the 16th century. 13th century stuff was much cheaper then.
I just want everyone clear. This bottle is off limits. Please tell Amanda.
Speaking of Amanda, turns out she has a little crush on Josh.
Amanda likes an older man? That is so cute.
Just like when I had a bad for Sean Connery.
You are several centuries older than Sean Connery.
I know that. I just like talking about him.
Sabrina, I think it's best not to encourage this crush on Josh.
I know. That's why we're not going back to the coffee house. Harvey's coming over here and Amanda will just have to hang out with us and act like a normal teenager.
Amanda needs toner.
I think I'll put you outside so the sun can shine through the glass. I just love natural light. Oh, finally, I can get some work done. Oh, I just love early century genie. Who says you can't find happiness at the bottom of a bottle?
Sealed with a kiss.
Oh, who's the letter for? Someone you have a crush on?
No, it's for my mom.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, my mom likes passion fruity girl, too.
Sally, I'm back from antiquing. I didn't find any clocks, but I got a great deal on a plow.
Go away! What you doing?
And what's with the outfit?
I specifically told you I did not want to be disturbed.
Oh, you've got a guy in here, don't you?
Go away.
Hey, I bet you haven't even tried these switches. Cool.
Pull it off.
Oh, I love this song.
Let me do it.
Uh-oh. Looks like you broke your little bottle. See ya.
The exit switch isn't working. We're trapped.
And I want to go play with my new plow.
Right foot yellow.
Right hand out. Okay, back. Hello? Really? Yeah, I'll be right there. Okay. Josh is swamped. I gotta go to work. Sorry.
No problem.
Send Josh my regards.
Of course.
All right, well, you two just make yourselves comfortable.
Let's play something a little less painful. How about jousting?
Handy dandy brush man.
Ooh, that's a good looking bottle. I bet these would sell.
No, a mortal got sucked in.
Even worse, a salesman. How do we explain this?
Handy dandy brush man. Tired of throwing money away on costly combs and brushes? Yes, it's the comb brush.
Explain what?
Okay, get ready to tip your cups and empty your bladders. The brewmaster general's here. Hello? Josh?
Sabrina, so good of you to rush down. Ah, let's forget the charade. I love you.
Okay, Josh, I knew you kind of liked me, but I had no idea that your feelings would cause a breakdown. And an ascot.
Boy, chocolate souffle. You know, you really raised the bar on snack time.
Harvey, this is for you.
Thanks, Amanda. Mmm. Amanda, are you sure this letter is for me?
Of course it is. I like you, Harvey.
Sabrina, you're positively bewitching. I'm under your spell.
Oh, there's a spell going on here, but it's not mine. Help! I mean, hello!
Sabrina, Amanda doesn't like Josh. She likes Harvey.
Harvey?
Call me Josh.
Okay, it's all clear now. Amanda wanted to be alone with Harvey, so she put the spell on Josh. Oh, for the simple days when she could just turn me into a doll.
Wait, don't rush off. There's so much we haven't talked about. Like kissing.
Don't be afraid to swoon. I'll be here to catch you.
Okay, he's under a cad spell. I hate to do this. You cat!
I wasn't just blurting out my true feelings for you, was I?
Oh, were you blurting? I wasn't paying attention.
Amanda, this is really flattering, but Sabrina and I are sort of going together. And besides, I'm way too old for you.
I understand, Harvey.
But I like the way you made your vowels pink and your consonants green.
I guess this really isn't the time or place for us. But I know it is. Harvey's all mine on cloud nine.
Amanda! Bring my boyfriend back! You're gonna pay for this!
Well, you really told the ceiling off.
Salem, you have to help me find Harvey.
Well, he's not in the candy dish. I'm stumped.
Forget it. I'll just go ask Aunt Hilda. Oh, she's shopping in another century. And Aunt Zelda will be furious if I try to disturb her in her bottle. Sabrina! 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 There's got to be a spell to find Harvey.
Oh, Mr. Carter, I know one. Can I say the spell and you do the zapping?
Just hurry.
Where'd they go? You do the math? Help me follow Harvey's path. Oh, that was fun. Meet Sherlock Bones. If he can't find him, nobody can.
Sherlock, okay, Harvey was last seen.
He's a dog. He can't talk. Just give him something of Harvey so he can pick up the scent.
Oh, hey, here's Harvey's jacket. Here, maybe this will help you track his trail! Oh, no. Storage? He's in here? Oh, did Amanda stuff him in a box? No wonder genies have to turn into smoke to get out of these. This seal is really tight. Zelly, try this brush. It makes your hair smell like grape.
Don't worry. Someone's going to come along and get us out of here.
I don't want to get us out of here. I want to get you out of here.
Cool hideout. You obviously got bucks. How many boxes of brittle can we sign you up for?
I just want to be alone. What kind of brittle?
You're here? Cloud Nine? Hey, where are you? Oh, yeah, you're all work until you see a squirrel.
Now, why would Amanda bring Harvey here?
So, you really like being with me, don't you, Harvey?
Well, I'm on Cloud Nine. I like everything on Cloud Nine.
Why, you little homewrecker! Hey, you! Get off of my cloud! I can't believe you tried to steal my boyfriend.
He's not your boyfriend anymore. He's mine.
No, he's mine!
He's mine!
Oh, I'm flying!
You broke my boyfriend. I didn't break your boyfriend. I broke my boyfriend.
Thank you for saving my boyfriend.
For the last time, he's my... You know what? I give up. Harvey's yours. Of course, that means you're going to have to sign some release forms.
Today, a medical release form. Tomorrow, a marriage license.
Be sure to let me know where you're registered.
When I ask for a wheelchair, everyone says no.
I gotta get Harvey out of harm's way. Put Harvey in his own bed with none of these happenings in his head.
Weird. I haven't taken a nap in years. I've got cloud in my hair.
We've gotta find a way to stop Amanda's infatuation with Harvey.
So, we're just not gonna talk about my wheelchair?
I'll get you, Sabrina, and your little kitty, too. I'm burning mad.
Well, the queen of property damage has arrived.
Where did you hide my Harvey?
You can have Harvey. Just don't hurt me.
What Salem was trying to say is, why don't we be mature about this and discuss it rationally?
I'll tear this realm apart until I find him.
Interesting take on rational. Freeze! Talk about your cool cat. Sorry.
I should do some early Christmas shopping.
Get your people called during dinner like everyone else. Hilda, it's Dreema. She can zap us out.
Are we talking about the same Dreema?
We're desperate. Dreema! Zap us out!
But don't open the lid!
What did you say?
Get up! Get your hands off her throat!
I've lost all feeling in my tail.
I've got to stop Amanda's infatuation before she finds Harvey. Oh, there's nothing under crush, puppy love, or psychotic preteen lacking scruples or any sense of morality.
Wagging that appendage was my only creative outlet. Oh, what'll I do?
Help me find a spell.
Look under desire. Oh, you're back. Whip it, tiger.
Here's something. Hopefully this will help kill Amanda's desire.
Hey, Sabrina! Hey, Sabrina!
Stanley Kinkleski?
Don't ever leave me, baby.
Maybe I should have read the fine print on that desire spell.
Sabrina, it looks like you did a streetcar named Desire spell.
Thank you.
No one's made me dinner. I have to eat before I go bowling.
Yeah, well, the spell certainly killed desire. Mine.
How did I tear my t-shirt? Why did I dream I was playing poker with Carl Malden?
Oh, dang, I miss Stanley.
Where's Harvey? I've looked everywhere, even Iowa.
She looked in the Midwest and he didn't even check his bedroom?
Salem! Thanks for the tip.
Concrete solution.
This might be a good time to throw her in the river.
You're stepping on my foot. I feel like I'm in a bejeweled anthill.
Hilda, why did you have to come in here?
I was excited about the plow I bought.
That's not true. And it could have waited until later.
Well, this is a conundrum, isn't it?
Why is it that our entire lives, whenever I tried to find solitude in my own room, treehouse, pod, there you were. What is that?
Well, the only thing that I can think of is that a lot of the time there's just the two of us, so that if you're alone, that means I'm alone. And when I'm alone, I get lonely.
Hilda, we've had a breakthrough. I understand you now. I want to be alone, but you have every right not to be alone. Do me a favor. Get a dog.
That's a great idea. We'll go to the pound together.
Okay, I have to do something before Amanda pulls an Incredible Hulk on that cement. I know I'm not supposed to disturb Aunt Zelda, but the monster's on the move.
Go ahead, you big tattletale. I guess you're not mature enough to handle this one on your own.
I don't need any help. I can solve this one all by myself. Salem, what do?
Well, hiring a hitman is prohibitively expensive. So I guess you could just wait for her to outgrow this crush on Harvey.
Why wait when one is a witch? We can use magic to make her grow up.
What a girl wants, what a girl needs, whatever makes me happy sets you free. And I'm thanking you for knowing exactly what a girl wants, what a girl needs, whatever keeps me in your arms. And I'm thanking you for being there for me.
So now that you've blossomed, are you any older and wiser?
I sure am. Wise enough to know I want to stay a kid as long as I can.
Wonderful!
And since I'm a kid, I don't need a boyfriend.
Perfect! I have finally done a spell to turn out exactly the way it should.
And in the spirit of staying young, I'm going to cut your hair.
See? Perfect spell! I needed a new haircut. Aunt Zelda! Aunt Zelda!
Am I the only one who thinks we're running out of air?
Sabrina's our only hope. Amanda's our only hope.
I'm going home!
But like I said, Salem's our only hope.
Oh, nothing like a little catnap. Hey, where is everybody? I'm hungry. Zelda, feed me.
I will not be ignored.
Well, Aunt Zelda, I'm really sorry about your bottle, but I think there's an empty soup can in the trash.
Yeah, you had Salem ruin your secret hideaway.
Well, that is the one good thing about being a witch. Everyone, stay out of my treehouse.
Treehouse?
Well, it's getting late. I'll walk you to your door.
I had a really great time tonight.
Me too. When I'm with you, Sabrina, I'm on cloud nine.
Harvey, I have to tell you, I'm sorry, but I'm breaking up with you. It's for the best.
Sabrina, do you ever black out and miss big parts of the day?